self-control comes from God control. The more I let God control my mind and emotions, the more self-control I have. I don't become a religious nut. I become more self-controlled. A lot of people think, if I let the Holy Spirit fill my life, they're going to turn me into some nut religious fanatic. No, if you let the Holy Spirit fill your life, you get more self-control than you've ever had in your life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transformed Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Deal with How You Feel.
Let's say you have been the victim of injustice. You have experienced prejudice, maybe racial profiling. You have experienced unfairness in the classroom. Unfairness because you're a man or a woman or a different color from somebody else or whatever. But you've had something unfair in your life. And you naturally, the emotion's going to come up in you is anger. That's a legitimate response. Is my anger going to get me what I want? Probably not. But can my anger be used for good to help other people? Yes. And all of a sudden, you become a champion for justice because you know what it means to have experienced injustice. Does that make sense? And so you take a negative emotion, anger, and when you use your anger for your benefit, that's selfish anger. That's a sin. When you use your anger for the benefit of other people, that's righteous anger. See, anger is not a sin. The Bible says in Scripture, be angry and sin not. It's what you do with that anger, and it's the reason you're angry that makes it either sin or not. You can get angry. If somebody hurt my wife and kids, I'd get angry. Because anger is sometimes an evidence of love. If you never get angry about anything, it means you're apathetic. It means you have no love in your life. Because if you love something or someone and somebody hurts them, you're going to get angry. That's the natural thing. Love gets angry. God gets angry. And the only reason you have the ability to get angry is because God gets angry. God gets angry at sin. God gets angry at evil. God gets angry when women are raped. God gets angry when children are molested. God gets angry when people are abused and misused and injustice. And so you could take a negative emotion and you can use it in a positive way. Let me give you another example. Many of you have wanted to be married, and it just didn't happen. And your love has been blocked to date. Some of you are married and you've wanted to have children, and it hasn't happened. And your love has been blocked to date. What do you do with a blocked love?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transformed Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 99000. There are only 5 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
What do you do with a blocked love? Do you pull yourself back into a prison, lock the door, pull up the drawbridge, fill the moat with alligators, and say, I'm never going to let anybody hurt me again? No, that's dumb. What do you do? What do you do with a blocked love? You rechannel it. Maybe you didn't get to love the person you wanted to love, but the world is full of people who need your love. Maybe you didn't get to have the children you wanted to have, but there's 137 million orphans in the world. And there are children on your street who need your love. You rechannel a blocked love. You use it for good. You don't stew in your hurt. You use it for good. If you don't change emotion, you channel the emotion. And you use it for good. 10 months ago, when Matthew died, I entered into the most deep possible grief you could imagine. I'm still not out of it. And I cry every day for the death of my son and the loss of his life. But I decided from the first moment that I was going to channel that grief for good. And that I would use my pain to help other people. And Kay did too. And we have been doing it. It's one of the reasons why we're doing the conference on mental illness. Because I'm not about to waste a hurt. I'm not about to waste any pain that I go through. If I'm going to have it, I'm going to use it for good. What pain in your life are you using for good? Maybe you have been in so much pain, you didn't even want to talk about it. Then you need to learn to manage your emotions. You need to name it, you need to challenge it, and then you need to channel it if you're not going to change it. And use it for good. And God can use it in your life. Your greatest ministry could come out of your deepest pain. Your greatest ministry will not come out of your strengths and successes. You do your strengths and successes, people just go, well, goody for you. You're good at it. But if it comes out of your pain, then it can help others. So you change it or you channel it. Now, what about those ones that need changing? How do you tame a wild emotion? You say, I am a worrier and I cannot stop worrying. And I can't stop that emotion. I just worry. I am a perfectionist and I can't stop it. I just criticize and judge and pick and nag. And I am lazy and I just tend to be lazy. All these emotions in my mind, fear, I'm a fearful person. Anger, I'm a naturally angry person and I lose my temper. I either blow up or I clam up. And there are different kinds of there's Mount Vesuvius and there's the mute and there's the martyr. Poor me. There's lots of ways, but it's a problem in your life. How do you tame a wild emotion? Well, not by willpower. Not by willpower. The Bible says this in Zechariah 4:6. You will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty, Zechariah 4:6. You don't change an emotion by willpower. I'm going to force this change emotion. It doesn't work that way. He says it's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. Well, how does that happen? How do you let the Holy Spirit change an emotion that's hurting you and hurting other people in your life? Let me give you two final suggestions. Two starter suggestions. Number one, every day ask God to fill me with His Spirit. Every single day, I don't get out of bed. My feet don't touch the ground without me saying, Holy Spirit, fill me today. I need your Spirit in my life. Because it's not by might nor my power, not willpower, but by my Spirit, I'm going to be able to manage my moods and my emotions today. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says this. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace. We could stop right there. I'll just take those three. My life would be a whole lot better if my life was just filled with love, joy, and peace. Wouldn't yours? But there's nine of them here. Nine fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace. Patience. Anybody need that one? Kindness. You are kind when the Holy Spirit fills your life. When you're unkind, there's no way the Holy Spirit is filling your life. The Holy Spirit does not motivate unkindness. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. You're gentle when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You're gentle with kids. You're gentle with your spouse. You're gentle with your customers. And notice the last one. Number nine is what? Self-control. Circle that. Self-control comes from God control. Self-control comes from God control. The more I let God control my mind and emotions, the more self-control I have. I don't become a religious nut. I become more self-controlled. A lot of people think, if I let the Holy Spirit fill my life, they're going to turn me into some nut religious fanatic. No, if you let the Holy Spirit fill your life, you get more self-control than you've ever had in your life. That's a good thing. Now, it says, when the Holy Spirit controls our life, He fills you with this. When you're filled with love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, that's a whole lot better than being filled with anger, worry, fear, guilt, shame, worry, and all these other things. So what about it? When you're put under pressure at work, at home, or anywhere else, do you know what comes out of you? Whatever's inside you. And if you're filled with worry, fear, doubt, loneliness, envy, jealousy, bitterness, gossip, when the world puts on pressure, you know what's going to come out? Worry, fear, doubt, anger, ego, and all those things. But when you're filled with the Spirit and the world puts pressure on you, you know what's going to come out? Love, joy, peace, patience. If I take a bottle of shampoo and I squeeze that bottle, what comes out? Shampoo. If I take a tube of toothpaste and I squeeze it, what's come out? Toothpaste. Peanut butter doesn't come out. Toothpaste comes out. Why? Because whatever's in it comes out when it's under pressure. That's true of your life. Whatever's in you comes out when you're under pressure. And the more pressure you get, you see, when I'm full of myself, almost anything can tick me off. When I'm full of God, nothing can tick me off. I'm filled with love and joy and peace. Doesn't matter what happens, I can handle it. This is nothing. I can just handle anything. So whatever's inside of you is going to come out. So the first key to management of emotions is to be filled with the Spirit so that you're full of love and joy. It's like if you got a cup of coffee and you shake it, whatever's going to come out is what's in it. Be filled with the Spirit. And that's what's going to come out in your emotions. Number two, the other thing to do, not only every day ask God to fill me with the Spirit, but every day ask God to help me manage my mouth. You knew I was going to get to this one. Every day I ask God to help me manage my mouth. When I get up in the morning, I say, Lord, put a guard on my mouth. Just zip it up. Don't let me say stuff. The Bible says in the multitude of words, there is sin. Proverbs 13:3 says this. Self-control means controlling the tongue. Now, this is what the whole chapter in the book of James is about. There's a whole chapter in the book of James on the power of your words and your tongue. And it says, you know, a giant horse, you could have a rider on the horse that weighs one-fourth the weight of the horse, and yet it's controlling the horse. Why? Because there's a bit in the horse's mouth. And when wherever the mouth goes, the horse is going. Same's true with you. The Bible says that your tongue is like the rudder on a big ship. Little tiny rudder can direct the big ship in any direction. And the tongue is the rudder of your life. What you say is where you're going to go. And you're not going to experience what God wants you to have until you say what God wants you to say. So you say, Lord, help me to manage my mouth. Now here's the last key. Write this down. Make God's word my word. Make God's word my word. In other words, begin to put the words of the Bible into your mind. Memorize some verses. Write them down on little cards and memorize them. Write underline verses in your Bible. Read the Bible every day. Listen to the Bible. Subscribe to Drive Time Devotions. Get the word of God in you every day. Feed yourself on the word of God, because then when his word becomes your word, you're going to see miracles take place in your life. Psalm 119:11 says this, I have hidden your word in my heart. What's your heart? That's where your emotions are. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. In Psalm 19:14, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Notice the connection between your heart and your mouth. What's inside your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Jesus said, it's not what goes in you that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of you that makes you unclean. And my heart is revealed in my words. So some of you, what you need to say is, God, I need a heart transplant. I've had a bitter heart. I've had a worried heart. I've had an angry heart. I've had a lonely heart. I've had a prideful heart. I've had an arrogant heart. God, I've had a jealous heart. I've had an envious heart. I've had an impatient heart. God, I need a heart transplant. And when you say that to God, and you say, fill me with your spirit, he'll put a new heart inside of you. And when you get a new heart, you get new words, and your words direct your life. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you that you are an emotional God. I thank you that you gave us the ability to feel, that we're not robots, that we're not unfeeling, uncaring, that we can experience both highs and lows in life. Help us to avoid the extremes of emotionalism, that all that matters is how I feel, and stoicism, a feeling that things aren't important, feelings aren't important at all. I know that my feelings are often unreliable, and I don't want to build my life on feelings. I want to build my life on your truth. I don't want to be manipulated by other people or by Satan, or I don't want to be manipulated even by my own old nature. But I want to be self-controlled and alert. More than that, Lord, I want to please you. And I want to do the things that please you. And I want you to be the Lord of my emotions. And I want to succeed in life by being controlled by your will, not by my feelings. So help me to practice what I've just learned this week. When I start to get upset, or when I feel overwhelmed by a very strong emotion, help me to name it. Help me to figure out, what am I really feeling, and what's the trigger? What triggered me, and why am I feeling this way? You've said in your word that wisdom gives a man patience. Help me to understand my emotions and where they came from. And then, Lord, help me to challenge my emotions, to not automatically accept them as the gospel truth, but to ask, is it true? And is it helpful? And is holding on to this emotion going to get me the result I need? Help me to realize the real reason that I feel what I'm feeling, and to challenge my emotions and not just automatically accept them. And then help me to change or channel what needs to be changed and channel what could be used for good. Dear God, beginning right now, I'm asking you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want my life to be filled with love, not hate, with peace, not chaos, with joy, not sorrow, and with patience, not impatience. Lord, I want to be kind. Fill me with goodness. Fill me with faith. Fill me with gentleness. Fill me with self-control. Help me to develop the habit of asking you to fill me moment by moment. And then, Lord, most of all, I ask you to help me to manage my mouth. May I learn to put your words in my mouth and to speak the word of truth. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. There are only 5 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope. And not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters. And I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly, who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day. And she says this: Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks, and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. Everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's Word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.